Iraqi officials are becoming more vocal about resolving remaining issues with UN weapons inspectors as U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell prepares to show the Security Council evidence he says proves Iraq is still in possession of weapons of mass destruction. Iraqi officials say they are eager to resolve outstanding issues with UN weapons inspectors, but they also say the inspectors might have to make some concessions. Two of the unresolved issues include allowing the weapons inspectors to interview Iraqi scientists in private, and a UN demand that U-2 spy planes be allowed to fly over suspected weapon sites. The Iraqi liaison to the inspectors, General Hossam Mohammed Amin, says Iraq will allow the use of the spy planes, but can only guarantee their safety if U.S. and British patrols in the so-called no-fly zones are suspended. The general also says his government cannot force Iraqi scientists to agree to be interviewed in private. Officials in Baghdad have said the scientists have asked for Iraqi officials to be present during the interviews to make sure their words are not misunderstood or misrepresented. Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix and the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed El-Baradei, have been invited to return to Baghdad Saturday before both men report to the Security Council next week. General Amin says Iraq may offer some new concessions to the weapons inspectors. Iraq's UN ambassador, Mohammed El-Duri, says he thinks the two sides will find a solution for all remaining issues. In the meantime, Secretary of State Colin Powell is scheduled to speak to the Security Council Wednesday to present evidence the United States says will prove Iraq is still in possession of weapons of mass destruction. Iraqi officials say Mr. Powell's evidence will likely be what they called fabricated space photographs or aerial photos. It is the kind of evidence Iraqi officials say they could refute if given the opportunity to study it. Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's personal assessment of the situation may soon be made public. British Labour Party politician Tony Benn says he conducted a television interview with the Iraqi president in Baghdad. He says he expects the interview to be broadcast in the next day or two. While refusing to provide specific details, Mr. Benn said he asked the Iraqi leader questions concerning weapons of mass destruction, alleged links to the terrorist group Al-Qaeda, and oil issues. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.